broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for January the 3rd in the year of our Lord, 2019. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide and the traditions of our founding fathers. We're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the peaceful, great solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution, stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. We are live 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. A quick recap of yesterday's show. We talked about Judge Richard J. Leon denies the Department of Justice's request to delay the Jerome Corsi hearing due to the government shutdown. It happens today at 3 o'clock, Washington, D.C. time. The Honorable Judge Richard J. Leon, hopefully he'll stand for the truth. And Larry Klayman and Jerome Corsi will be there. There'll be a press conference after. Of course, we'll do our best to get the scoop and update you on that tomorrow. Nevertheless, the hearing will go forward today. Great news. Let's hold the government accountable, huh? Abortion is the leading cause of death around the world in 2018, with 41 million murdered in a single year. What a shame. What a sad tale to tell. And boy, howdy, are we going to experience the wrath of God unless we repent and change and protect the most innocent among us. I'm telling you right now. Here's why gas prices are falling and why drivers should not get too used to them. We talked about the Chosen TV series. It's based on Jesus's life, and believe it or not, it's the number one most crowdfunded TV series ever. They call it a film project, I guess. You got to go to the Christian Post. Not the New York Post, not the Washington Post, not the Huffington Post. You got to go to the Christian Post to get news like that, don't you? Another big nation moving their embassy to Jerusalem. Did you hear about that? If not, check out the broadcast at libertyroundtable.com. We also talked about predictions for 2019 from a liberal, Ellen Rapner, doing an interesting job. She almost has more of a wish list than a prediction list, it seems to us. Nevertheless, that was hour one of Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour two, Sam's expectations and thoughts for 2019. I think the divide will get greater. The hostility in the swamp will strike back and take over. And it sounds like it's a pretty dire situation. Nevertheless, folks, trust in God. Trust in the good people doing good things. So although the world will get more hostile, although the divide will get greater, as we turn our back on God, we can expect horrible results, catastrophes, man-made and otherwise. But you know what? We need to build our own institutions, ladies and gentlemen. We need to build our own media. We need to build our own organizations. We need to build our own schools. We need to stand on our own and trust in our God, and He will protect those who keep His commandments. And there is a great contingent of Americans who do believe in God and who do pray and who do follow Christian principles, and they shall be protected and blessed. Ron Paul says, I am worried that you and I could be staring straight at a big government disaster. Major fights over gun control, massive tax and spending increases, government spying, so-called single-payer social medicine programs, socialized medicine, a database to violate your privacy, immigration issues, amnesty, all the rest going on. It's going to be a disaster as Pelosi takes power today in the House. Who will hold Romney to account in Utah, asks our buddy Cliff Kincaid, an incredible article he wrote. I was interviewed for part of that article and got quoted in the article. It is published at libertyroundtable.com. Check it out. Who will hold Romney to account? Romney's kind of a, right now, coming out of the gate, attacking the Donald, and then people tried to help him ratchet up his attack, and he backed away. So, again, Romney walking that line of a politician, to say the least. Major U.S. county pays up for censoring, quote, anti-Muslim ads. That's good news. Not that I'm for anti-Muslim. I am for protecting America's culture, way of life, and rule of law. Are you for that, folks? geniuses, or genius, they say, that's kind of a little joke. Sheriff got hammered over, quote, shooting back policy. Joe Kovacs with WND.com with that piece. I think we need to have a shoot back policy. We need to stand up for the rule of law, folks, and keep the peace in America. And the sheriff has done it for decades. We talked about 10 Christian lovemaking songs for married couples. It's the Christian Post talking about lifelong marriages, talking about the one you meet and love and you should stay with, and fidelity in marriage, and just great stuff. I'd like to revisit that topic. I've got those 10 songs from Kurt. I got to, you know, listen to those songs and check them out and then follow up on that. It sounds pretty excellent in a day when all the songs are about everything but staying together in a marriage. It's pretty nice to have a list of songs that are about promoting God's ordained institution for the perpetuation of the human family, huh? Evangelical NFL tight end. His name is Benjamin Watson. We've talked about him before. He's a great guy. He's going to retire and spend more time with his family. You got to dig that. Concerns over vaccine autism link persist despite official denials by our government. WND.com with that. Well, we knew there was problems with vaccines and autism and stuff like that. And, you know, the rumors persist. Where there's smoke, there's fire. Isn't that what they always say? Local media ignores the immigration status of convicted killer. Turns out the illegal alien with Mexican gang ties was arrested in the murder of the California cop. Glad we got him arrested. Sad we keep letting him run around illegal. Sad he's got gang ties. Documents what exactly Donald Trump's talking about. The mainstream press denies, but they're forced to admit. There you have it. Elizabeth Warren launches exploratory committee. People are thinking she's going to make a 2020 run. You think she will? Time will tell, that's for sure. And that's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. It is still available online at libertyroundtable.com. News the networks refuse to use today starts now. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Several stories on guns Kurt wants to get to before our break. Sheriff, customers shot two armed suspects. I guess he foiled a Christmas Day robbery.
Yeah, you know, to me, that's one of the good news stories. It's pretty hard to find them simply because, you know, if nobody covers them, if nobody, you know, says anything about them, then there's just not a story.
Amen to that. Right? Anyway, you call it a rob me not for a good reason. So the sheriff documenting that this was a good customer and stopped the thugs, huh?
Well, that's exactly right. It's a Breitbart piece, and you know, bottom line is what you're talking about. This is Reidsville, North Carolina, something there called Fox 8 reported that two masked men entered the store shortly after 2 a.m. Trouble, and allegedly held the cashier and two other people inside the business at gunpoint. One of the customers opened fire during the robbery attempt, striking both suspects and causing them to flee.
Yeah, yep. And the message needs to go be published abroad that thou shalt not commit robberies or else you might get shot. Don't do it. It isn't worth it. Ought to be the message. But the mainstream press silent. Good for Breitbart. Good for Fox for bringing it up. And we want to perpetuate the good news. Not that somebody got shot. That's sad. But a necessity. We hope that we have copycats. We hope that, you know, two or three or four instances happen like that to where the robbers start to go, I don't think I'm going to do that. That's what we hope happens, folks.
That's right. That's right.
All right.
I guess these guys tried to climb into a getaway car really quickly that was driven by a third suspect and sped off. WFMY, must be a local radio station or maybe TV, I'm not sure, reported that one of the three suspects had been arrested and the search for the other two continues. The Rockingham County Sheriff's personnel arrested one guy and charged him with robbery with a dangerous weapon.
All right, Ohio lawmakers are doing pretty good.
Nor the customers. Yeah, yeah. That's right. Good point, Sam. I mean, they came out in defense of, well, the Second Amendment.
Yeah, so the headline reads, Ohio lawmakers override John Kasich's gun bill veto. So it's a good gun bill is the point. And they, the governor tried to shut them down, but people said no. And the lawmakers said, you know what, we're doing it anyway. They had a veto-proof majority there, Kurt. That's amazing. That's rare.
That's fantastic. And the Washington Examiner brings us that piece and backed up by the Breitbart boys. But, you know, the bottom line is, hey, Kasich wouldn't have wanted that. I mean, he didn't want it. That's why he vetoed it. But those old boys overrode him.
All right. It's kind of a sad tale to tell. Washington State bans sale of semi-automatic, they say assault, but I don't agree with that, semi-automatic rifles to anyone under 21. It's kind of a New Year's deal, Kurt. So I'm taking out the word assault because a rifle is only an assault rifle if you're a criminal. It's a defense mechanism good if you're point. A good guy. So I'm taking out that assault manipulated wordsmith idea. And the headline now says Washington State, and I got to add unconstitutionally, bans sales of semi-assault, or I'm sorry, of automatic rifles unless you're 21. You know, do they have the right to make the age 21 there in that state, Kurt? When I was reading my Second Amendment, I didn't see 21 in there anywhere.
Good point.
Well, what do you think?
As far as I can tell, they didn't, and they don't. But, you know, that's where we've got to stand up and be counted, right?
Yes. Hmm. So I took out assault because it isn't an assault weapon, ladies and gentlemen, and I added the word unconstitutionally, because that's the reality. See, we got to tell the tale of liberty. We got to follow the rule of law, and we got to stand up for God, family, and country everywhere we go, baby. Sam and Kurt in seconds on your radio.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm the prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosertify, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are to the Honest Money Report section of Liberty Roundtable Live. We're talking to Brian Rust. Over the past 50 years, Rust Coin and Gift has been helping folks understand precious metals and actually prosper and hedge their bets and do a great job and more. We're talking about the Honest Money Report. Gold is at $1,287.20. Silver's at $1,554 right now. Brian, welcome, sir.
Hey, thank you. How are you guys?
Oh, doing great. Gold's real money, timeless insurance, nature's currency, if you will. And Peter Schiff is in the news. He's a well-known economist and financial speaker. What do you call him, a speaker-outer? Anyway, he speaks out on the economy. And Peter Schiff says, hey, you know what? The economy, is melting down. And he was on a TV program, and the host said, hey, what's going on? What's different now? Why all of a sudden was the economy just rolling for a couple of years, and now all of a sudden it's just kind of meltdown time? And Peter responded and said, the bubble has popped, and the economy is next. Do you want to respond to that, Ryan?
Well, you know, I think that they, I think the economy has done fairly well in things that are starting to happen, or Trump's trying to do some things. But realistically, if we look back, I mean, if we don't balance somewhat of a budget and kind of get control of kind of where the dollar is and so on, our deficit's huge. So I don't know how they can continue to say, well, things are looking great, and so on, but only if they hide some of the things that that have gone on. So realistically, I don't know if we're really in, you know, out of the woods or in that great a situation. Our deficit, as far as, you know, you go with credit card debt, automobile debt, deficit, you know,
student loan debt. I mean, sure.
Yeah. So I don't, you know, they talk about it little by little. That, yeah, obviously the stock market was way up and really doing well. But I don't know. I don't think we were out of the woods. I think.
Well, the problem is when you have the Federal Reserve that could just manipulate reality, and you have fake money where they can create it out of thin air, you know, you get a real problem in terms of what's going on. Now, the sad part for the conservatives is they've been right on the facts, wrong on their timing and their predictions. And that's the sad part about it. So they're right when they say, hey, you know what? We have dishonest money. Honesty is the issue. Right. We need to return to honest money. They're right on all that fact. They're also right when they say the economy is overblown and manipulated, and you know what? It's not looking good. They're right because it's fake money. However, when the conservatives try to say the bubble has popped or the economy's going down tomorrow or they put any time on it or anything like that, they've been proven wrong over and over and over to where it's almost like crying wolf, to the point where it's almost to where nobody will listen because they continue to insist on timetables. So when you say, I don't mean to down Peter Schiff, but I'm trying to make a point here that's important, I believe. When you say the bubble has popped and the economy's next, you're predicting hardcore doom and gloom, and you're predicting it virtually right now. And I submit to you that, you know what, the money controllers, the money changers, if you will, they have literally laughed at conservatives over and over and over when they do that. Because I don't believe they have any intention of pulling the rug out from under the economy right now at all. And Joel Skousen, WorldAffairsBrief.com, has been one of the very few to speak out on this. Look, if they wanted to really shut the economy down, they would have just pulled the rug out from under us and shut it down tomorrow. They could tank the stock market to, you know, 500 right now if they wanted to. And so let's not think that they're really shutting down the economy. Now, no doubt, they're using some bang and some bust to create fear in the market. They're playing games for sure. They're fleecing people of their wealth. That's been a common pattern of the dishonest money changers. But they're not about to shut the economy down now. They're trying to make Trump look like a fool, and they're doing a pretty good job of it. But they're not ready to shut the economy down. They're not even close to ready for that. And the proof is in the pudding. Every time you think it's gone down a bit, wow, we had the biggest gain in history. And they're playing with us for sure, but they're not ready to shut it down. The proof is in the pudding, Brian.
Yeah, you're right on. And the manipulation, we're seeing more effect of this manipulation, like you say, the yo-yo effect of, okay, well, it's dropping now, but boy, tomorrow it's up another, you know. So we're seeing a lot more evidence of this manipulation. I mean, these big banks, the central banks and so on, they're manipulating this market. They're still making money in the market and controlling a lot of this effect. And we need to look at this as a time to say, wow, I mean, we've got to take, you know, control of our own situation, little by little, preparing and putting away and building our own portfolio, that so we're not so affected by what they're doing. We have some peace of mind.
We also need to point to constitutional currency, gold and silver, as, hey, with all these big booms and busts and up and downs and threats and futures and tails and bubbles and whatever words you want to use to just engender panic, gold and silver has been steady as a rock.
Right.
Very little change, right?
Yeah, you're exactly right. We need to hold on to this, and now we're starting to see a little bit of this. But we've seen this in times past where the metals have gone down. They've, you know, gotten down lower and lower, and people, I thought this was going to turn around. Well, yeah, it's not happening yet, but yet little by little, it's an opportunity to put a little more into your coffers, I guess, and and start and build, because eventually this is going to take off. You need to protect your paper, and this is one way to do it in any means. So,
all right, what do you think is going to happen, Kurt? Do you think Peter Schiff is right? I think he's right on the point that they could pull the rug out from under us, and there's no doubt we have a shaky economy, and there's no doubt there's bubbles. But I don't believe the economy is necessarily next. I think they'll dog us and make Donald look bad, but I don't believe they're ready to pull the rug out from under us yet.
Well, you know, it all depends. I see some stories when I look through the batch of them that says that there's a little bit of movement in gold, and so maybe you should jump on that or whatever. But I do see this from the mailonline.com. Boys across the pond, Victoria Bell there. Headline, how silver was more precious than gold in 660 AD. Now you wonder, how'd they figure that out? That back then silver was more precious than gold. And they say, well, what happened was they found some lead in some ice from the Alps. And it revealed that these Europeans back then ditched gold coins for the metal because it made small transactions easier. Now, I'll tell you what, man, if I found some lead in some ice, you know, I wouldn't have been smart enough to figure out that meant that they ditched gold for silver, you know. I mean,
well, that's because you don't have a degree. That's the problem.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm just not that smart, you know. But anyway, the bottom line to me is, it's been around forever. Back in 660 AD, I don't really think those scientists can really tell you that for sure. But, you know, the bottom line is silver and gold was around then. It was around in the Romans' times, around in biblical times, and we've got it again today. And you can take advantage of it, ladies and gentlemen. RustCoinAndGift.com. Don't fall for what some people fall for. I was texting Brian the other day because, you know, one place I saw, man, looks like you could get, what was it, Brian, silver halves or something like that for, like, way cheap. I can't remember exactly the amount. And you said, you wrote back one word, fake. And when I read further, I was looking on there, I read further, and they said, oh, it's, you know, it's coated with that, you know. But you had to read way down in the
yeah, but Brian's right. I could have told you it was fake, too, Kurt.
Well, I know, but, you know, it's these days.
Kurt has a believing heart, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, fake money is, you know, we've all been
subject
what,
to it.
Immersed
that's
in
for
it.
Sure.
Yeah.
So I changed your headline you sent me, Kurt, and it says now, when silver was more precious than gold, ? Because I think that's a more reality check on the headline, right?
Good point.
I mean, it's just...
And now, you know, just if you're not worried about the fake money enough, it looks like, according to Inquirer.net/Asia News Network, the Chinese have now... figured out a way to turn copper into something extremely similar to gold and silver.
Yeah, so, it's kind of like we heard back in the day when we were saying, hey, we ought to audit Fort Knox and get kind of a handle on it. They're like, oh, I bet that thing's just full of gold-plated tungsten. You know? Mm-hmm. What do you think of that? All these fake gold, fake silver, tungsten alternatives. And, you know, how do you get a handle on the truth and honest money, Brian?
Well, there's a lot of, you know, the problem, one of the big problems, too, in this industry a little bit is that we're seeing a lot of this fake material come out. I'm seeing stuff probably more than ever. You know, each week I've got people coming in with fake material, either buying off the Internet or, you know, a lot of China and Mexico and so on have produced a lot of material that's fake. You've got your big promotional companies that'll tie you into... if you buy this piece, and they'll show pieces and so on.
Hold on, Brian. Stay there. I want to get to this because, you know, when people bring that stuff in and they have high hopes and you got to kind of be the, I don't know, bear the burden of truth, it's pretty rough. We'll talk about it. Brian Rust, RustQuinnGift.com in seconds on Liberty Roundtable Live, baby.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Chinese scientists turn copper in the new material extremely similar to silver and gold. There's fake stuff out there everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. And you got to just stick with the real. McCoy, Brian, you were saying you see all kinds of people bringing in stuff they think is real and it's fake. How is it to be? I mean, I bet it's brutal to be the bearer of bad news, isn't it, sir?
Well, yeah, people get, caught up in that. And
it's like telling people their pet rabbit died or something. I mean, it's just, whoa.
Right. Yeah. I've seen more and more of it. I mean, it's getting a lot out of hand. Our industry at the whole basically is looking at this and saying, okay, we need to try to get a handle on this because fake coins and so on, it's really growing and growing and people are getting caught and they're getting things even into slab holders, which are kind of a certified holder. It's just getting out of hand, so people...
But don't worry, there's good news. There's a new law in effect that ought to help folks out when they get schnookered and they thought what was real isn't real and it's fake and they're kind of, on the outs, economically speaking. They're kind of down on their luck and stuff like that because Oregon becomes the latest state to allow roadkill for food. So all you got to do is hit some animal on your way home from your bad news-bearing reality check, and then you just at least have dinner, right?
Yeah, there you go.
What do you think, Kurt? Nothing like a roadkill dinner on your bad luck day.
I thought it was a pretty amazing story. I mean, Oregon doing that, and I guess it's sort of like in the days of old in England when the guys were so hungry they'd go out and kill one of the king's deer, In this case, the king's deer kills your car, and at least they're going to let you take it home now,
Yeah, in the good times you do surf and turf, and in bad times you do the roadkill blues, ladies and gentlemen. But hey, at least people aren't going to be going hungry, and hey, most likely somebody will get that deer out of the road before the next person can hit it. That's good news, right? Yeah. Well, you know, you got to take the good with the bad. You follow what I'm saying? All right, the penny plan is simple. Rand Paul calling in a litmus test for conservatives. Are you caught up on the penny plan, Brian?
Well,
imagine this. Rand Paul says what we ought to do is we ought to just say this. Let's cut from the budget one penny. Let's not have these pretend gains where we, you know, spend a, you know, $100 today and then we're supposed to spend 120, but we're only going to spend 110, so they're calling it a decrease. Let's don't do that. Let's actually cut a penny. So out of $100, if you cut a penny, you spend $99, not $100. He said it's easily doable. It's the way forward. Well, all of his Republican colleagues, I shouldn't say all, most of his Republican colleagues rejected it out of hand. And so Rand Paul's characterizing it as a litmus test for conservatives. Either you're for real or you're not.
Yeah. I like Rand Paul's trying to make headway here. And I think that's a big point is he's out there trying to, you know, get government to just look at the mess. But they're so caught up in their agendas. And then the Trump thing, they're trying to, you know, most of them don't want to, you know, get on his bandwagon. So there's just such a fight back and forth. I think Rand right on is trying to help us get back to a balanced budget so that we can move forward. Any big business, if you don't run your business and have control on your finances and so on, you're out of business. So
unless you're the government and you can print fake money, then you're, you know, there for as long as the duration, unfortunately.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Two interesting stories relate to this. One headline says more retailers are banning cash. The next one says new law limits cash transactions. Kurt, do you have any more for Brian on that first?
You know, and just real quick comment on the Rand Paul penny plan. Just think about that, Brian. You know, so in other words, every dollar, instead of going to a $1.20, like Sam says, you know, you go to 99 cents. Every dollar that government spends. And I mean, when have we normal Americans not had to deal with that? If you make less, you know, you have to just deal with it. And wouldn't it be nice if government could do the same thing?
Yeah, but the Republicans soundly rejected Rand.
Yeah, good point. And, of course, you know, which kind of Republicans, the insider.
Well, the kind that control the docket.
That's right. That's right.
The kind that make the laws or don't, if you will.
On this other, tell me again the headlines on these other
ones.
Well,
there was two headlines. New law limits, cash transactions is one, and then more retailers are banning cash is the other. They're both kind of hand-in-hand headlines in my mind.
That's right. They're closely connected. And thank goodness these are actually overseas where they're banning it. I saw one story about it where it said, hey, in America, in certain places, they're kind of pushing it forward because they say it helps poor people, that people that don't have a, you know, like a card or a bank account can still buy something with cash. What do you say, Brian? Should we ban cash?
Well, they're pushing to, you know, get a cashless society. And then we become, what, a credit card society, you know, mm-hmm. where we just have to have a card. And then, some of the glitches that I see with the credit card society and cashless society is the fact of, okay, I had a situation where I made a deposit in my bank of thousands of dollars. Well, they didn't have that. They didn't show it at all. Well, okay, well, now I've got to go back and prove and so on to say, well, wait, I made this deposit and so on. Otherwise, I'm out thousands of dollars. Well, in this credit card situation, they control those numbers on the eye. Like, I look at my screen and 1 minute's here and then there's a glitch or something. Now I'm out 100 grand. I don't know. You know, you just start looking. I just get nervous about completely on the grid again. It's kind of like the Bitcoin and everything else. You know, 1 minute you have it, next minute you don't. Now you got, you know, you've got to prove the fact that you did have it and didn't have it. I mean, now we're bouncing around on that line, and it's so easy for them to push a button and say, well, now you don't have anything, and now I'm out of money, and I can't. It just seems like there's so many glitches that I'm nervous about that completely.
Yeah, the old phrase, now you see it, now you don't. You know, wouldn't it be neat if these stories that talked about that said, hey, you know, what we ought to really do is return to honest money, the gold and silver coinage of the Constitution, and a circulating medium convertible into such without loss. I mean, there is not a lot of writing, not a printing to do that.
But, all right, folks, if you've been hiding cash under your mattress, you better stop it, because if you're in Europe, it ain't going to go too well. New law limits cash transactions overseas. The next headline, Kurt.
Well, you got these 500
euro
guys
note
that are gets
last
right.
print run. So if you got a few of those suckers under your mattress, you better hold on to them. But what? Pretty soon, if they quit printing them, then after a while, people will be like, oh, that thing's fake, isn't it? We don't have those around anymore. So you better not pull it out too late, or people might not trust it there, Kurt. Isn't the cash fiasco of dishonest money a confidence failure game?
Well, it's a confidence game, you know. And when you mentioned the mattress story, I thought you might be going to the one where I guess some of the illegal immigrants are they're sewing themselves in a mattress and getting sent into a country inside a mattress, so... You know, that's kind of rough, but man, I'll tell you what, there's amazing stuff in there. But bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, get some good silver and gold, some real, well, insurance against tough times. And also give your government's fiat money system a little run for its money by having a little honest money.
And when somebody says, hey, you got cash in that mattress, just be like, nope, illegals. See what I mean? People just be like, okay. You know, it's just weird stuff, folks. And, you know, whenever we have dishonest money, honesty is the issue, folks. And I'm telling you right now, I don't understand when we tell our kids they're Santa Claus and when we run around with fake money everywhere, and then we're like, hey, we need transparency and honesty. How does that work, Brian?
Well, you guys are right on as far as fake money. And let's get back to honest money, because it's, you know, we could just see the cycles kind of playing out here. So, you know, peace of mind basically is protecting your portfolio with honest money. You know, a little bit of silver and gold can go a long way. And, you know, by starting today and putting some of that away, you're going to protect that instead of riding these cycles. Yeah, I get it. The fact that the stock market's really climbing and shot through the roof. And, yeah, there was money to be made in the stock market. But you got to also protect on the other side. You've got to protect when the big crash is coming, so on. And right now, we're yo-yoing effect of our dollar and the stock market and the whole world economy based on our currency, their currency, the yen and the yuan and you know, all this. So, yeah, I mean, it's just smart money to at least prepare, because right now we can't rely on the government to ride us home. Yeah, trust us. We'll print money. We'll let you do whatever. Yeah, they want control. They don't want you to live, you know, within, you know, behind the hog or to really make it. They want you to be depressed so that you can rely on them to take care of you and buy into their programs. Well, right now we're not seeing very these programs. Look what's happening in our government. So, yeah.
All right. Well, there you have it. What do you expect to happen here in the next few days with Nancy Pelosi taking the helm? You got about 10 seconds. What do you think is going to happen?
Our markets are, you need to start preparing now. I mean, I think we're going to see a collapse of this government at some point.
Yeah, last time we talked, I think they put a roller coaster on one of those cruise ships. This is going to make that look like child's play, huh?
Right on.
Thank you, sir. Godspeed, Brian. Thank you.
Hey, thank you. Have a great day, guys.
RussCoinAndGift.com, ladies and gentlemen. Get honest money today.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, It Ain't Gonna Happen, a book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
Happy to have you along, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby breaking it down like nobody's business. Washington State unconstitutionally bans sale of semi-automatic rifles to anybody under 21. Where's the constitutionality for that, huh? Wow. What a shame. All right, let's see here, Kurt. I guess Facebook, WhatsApp, is that what it's called? So WhatsApp, huh?
I guess, yeah.
I always think of WhatsApp when I think of that WhatsApp, you know?
I think that's why they did it, Sam.
Yeah.
But I guess WhatsApp is owned by Facebook. And
hey, Kurt,
I guess they make, go ahead.
Almost every social media site's owned by Facebook, sir.
Very good, Sam.
Right?
But anyway, apparently they make money selling child porn, Sam.
And you got a problem with that or something?
Yeah.
Well, you should. But see, the American people don't have a problem with it, Kurt. You want to know why?
Well, I think most of the American people don't know.
Oh, wait a minute. You mean they don't even know about it? Well, then of course they don't care if they don't know, Kurt.
Yeah, good.
I mean, you can't care about something you don't know about, right?
That's
like,
right.
If there's illegals coming to the country in mattresses and I don't know about it, I can't really, like, be worried about that or concerned or do anything about it, can I?
Nope. Good point.
So I think that we need to tell the tale. Where's the mainstream press when you need them, Kurt? Where's transparency and reporting? Where's the We Report You Decide plan?
That's exactly right, Sam.
So what do you think? What's going to be done about it? Is Facebook going to crack down on this sucker, Kurt? What's up? What's up with that?
That's right. What's up? I don't think they'll be cracking down on it, as far as I can tell, because they're making money on it, Sam.
Why does Zuckerberg like porn?
Well, you know, I guess this is according to a report from TechCrunch. The mobile messaging application WhatsApp is being used to spread child pornography around the world. The app features end-to-end encryption, which means that WhatsApp and its parent company, Facebook, do not have access to user conversations. And do you believe that, Sam? But anyway.
Believe what?
That Facebook and its, well, that WhatsApp and its parent company, Facebook, do not have access to their user conversations on their app.
Well, let's define access for a minute.
Yeah, good point.
All right, and I don't mean to play games with words, but I want you to understand something, Kurt.
Yeah,
let's say that I don't have access the traditional way you might understand access to be. But I have a way that you haven't thought of yet to, view the information. Then I can tell you that I don't have access, right?
Good point.
Until you discover what I'm doing, then I make up an excuse. I'll give you an example to make that point. They say they didn't sell our private information to third parties. They didn't, Kurt. Mm-hmm. All they did was
they
give it to third parties, and then they just used a sale of advertising revenue to return the money. But they didn't sell your information, Kurt. They gave it away for free. Okay, well, that's the same thing with this access discussion. As long as you don't know how I'm doing it, then I'm just going to tell you I'm not doing it. And then when you discover how, I'm going to say, well, I didn't sell it. I didn't have access to it. Maybe somebody else had access, and then they let us view it, Kurt. Or all I'm telling you is they play games with these definitions and terms because people aren't technically savvy enough to call a halt to their con game, Kurt. I'm telling you, that's what's going on. Mm-hmm. Okay, and they did it with the advertising revenue. They did it with our private information. And they're doing the same thing here with information. They probably don't have access to it, Kurt. What they might say is the government has the back door and has access. We don't. What does that mean? It means they've got access to it, Kurt. But if you play games, they might not. They might say it requires a court order for us to get access. The government has it. Or a third party has it. Or, you know. So all I'm telling you is, do you believe that really WhatsApp doesn't have access to it, Facebook doesn't have access to it, and your government doesn't have access to it? They're just going to let us run around in complete anonymity, Kurt?
No, that's why I asked the question.
Yeah, that isn't happening. I'm telling you right now, that isn't happening.
And they say that TechCrunch's investigation revealed that Facebook could easily do more to police the spread of this content, that's child porn, on the platform. Although messages on the platform are private, the names of the groups in which the child pornography is spread are not. A simple scan of the existing WhatsApp groups led TechCrunch's team to several that blatantly advertise their focus on child pornography.
All right, so let me throw it out to you another way, Kurt. Mm-hmm. Literally billions of people have had privacy problems, right?
Yes.
Okay, you got everybody, including the Pentagon, the government, even the credit agencies have all been hacked. And, okay, you don't believe that somebody can get access to these, quote, private conversations on WhatsApp? I'm telling you, you're being played for a sucker. If you believe that, hey, man, Pentagon's not secure, but the WhatsApp is so secure, buddy, no one can access it. I'm telling you right now, you know, to believe that is just to be absolutely, completely ignorant. And I don't mean to be offensive with this, but I'm just saying you got to think through this. Excuse me. You got to think through this for a second. And you got to say, look, how is it that WhatsApp is super, 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 super secure? No one's got it. It's totally private, but you're all good. But yet, hey, man, the credit card companies can't stop the big massive theft of their data. The Pentagon can't stop the theft of their data. The WikiLeaks people can snooker the biggest government entities in the world. The Russians can go ahead and, okay, come on. At some point, you got to believe one or the other's real. Either we have real security or we don't. But don't believe for one second, ladies and gentlemen, that, oh, man, you know, everything can get hacked, but this stuff is all secure. It's a lie. Mm-hmm. It isn't true. And even if it was true, even if they had that potential to lock out government and the people that even make it. Now, let me ask you a question. One more question for you. You think the people that make it really don't have access, Kurt?
No,
If I create an algorithm, do you think I know how to circumvent my algorithm that I create? Oh, no, Sam, you don't understand encryption. You don't understand how they create this complicated 128-bit, 250, 512-bit and beyond hash. You don't get it, Sam, how they can create this algorithm that just can't be broken. I'm telling you right now, what goes up must come down. And what they can create, they can disassemble. I'm telling you right now. And you would say, well, no, Sam, you can't hack the encryption. That may be a fact, Kurt. You might not be able to hack the encryption. I don't debate that. I've studied encryption technology for quite some time in my life. So I get that you might not be able to reverse the encryption. But what you might be able to do is access it when it's decrypted or before it gets encrypted. Or, okay, what I mean is, there's always a way to skin that cat. It's kind of like the guy that says, hey, you know, my password's super secure. That is secure. And maybe I can't get your password. But you know what I can do? Before your stuff gets passworded, I might access it. Or when you use your password and somehow it's decrypted or available. There's ways to get this stuff not needing the password, right? And a great example of this is called pretexting, just so you understand. I don't need all your personal information, Kurt, if I can con you into giving it to me without you realizing it or without you feeling threatened by me doing so. Okay, there's so many ways around these encryption details to where it's got to be in the clear somehow or you could never access it yourself, Kurt. In other words, if I create a communication, and then I encrypt it. They might not be able to break that encryption, Kurt, but somehow on the other side it's decoded, or you wouldn't be able to read it, would you?
Good point.
Okay, if it's decoded so that you can read it, the decoding capability is there, right, Kurt?
Uh-huh.
And even if you don't know how to decode it, somehow when it's decoded, you might be able to get it, right? Or what if you get it before I encode it? Okay, how stupid do you people think we are? Okay, I'm telling you right now. So this WhatsApp deal is bogus. But again, you're right. As long as there's big money and peddling porn, they simply will keep a hands-off approach, won't they, Kurt? But what they're going to do is they're going to go after guys like Alex Jones and shut him down. And they're going to let this thing just continue to roll. I mean, it's beyond imagination what's going on here. But there you have it. All right, Rand Paul is steering Donald Trump towards an American first foreign policy, according to, what's this, the WAPO, Kurt?
That's right.
Washington Post?
Yeah, Washington Post. And, in other words, now there's some people that they think it's real trouble to get out of all these foreign wars and all that stuff.
It is, because then you can't continue our headlong crash into globalism.
But I welcome, the exit out of there and the preparations, ongoing preparations by the military to defend us and to defend our friends when necessary. But, it just seems like we got to get out of all those, foreign lands.
Amen to that. Anyway, I commend Rand Paul, and I'm just not sure why, why Donald isn't more on this. He sounded on the campaign trail like he got it, Kurt, but now it just seems like whenever somebody becomes president, they just kind of get stuck on stupid. I don't get it.
Well, they get surrounded by all those military-industrial complex kind of promoter guys, and, of course, the world bankers who pretty much run things behind the scene, they love war. You're going against the grain when you do that, Sam.
Yeah, good point. Anyway, all I know is I commend Rand Paul. I think he's spot on. And I think it's important that we understand that we need an America First foreign policy. And we need to understand, we need to educate the WAPO, the Washington Post, and others about this and say, look, just because we want America first, that doesn't mean that we're against anybody else. I'll give you an example for a comparison. If I want to be a philanthropist, if I want to be a humanitarian, if I want to care about others, I could go down to L.A. and open my bank account and say, each one of you take a dollar, and I'll help you. And hey, a few hundred people, a few thousand people come by, and I'm completely 100% broke now. I gave everybody a dollar. I was a super kind, good guy. But now my ability to help anybody is gone. In fact, I need to get in the next guy that's going to get about a dollar line because I'm as broke as everybody else now. I don't really see how that helps anybody. In fact, I think that's a very foolish plan. It might be better if I say, look, I've got my life, my bank account, and I'm going to do my philanthropy kind of steady. I'm going to do my service, my love, my charity, my free will to serve others and engage in humanitarian efforts. I'm going to do it a little bit at a time as I can afford it. So I take my money and, I make a $5,000 and I give 10% of it, 500 of it to charitable causes and things. And then next month I do the same. And the next month I do the same. And pretty soon I'm actually making a difference. But there's longevity in my plan. There's stability in my plan. There's protection in my plan to where I don't get gutted completely, where I can actually, and if I take care of my health, if I make sure that I eat well so that I can go to work and make that money, I sleep well so that I can go to work and make that money, I can continue my philanthropic efforts for a long time. My humanitarian efforts can be consistent and stable. That's all we're talking about for America, ladies and gentlemen. And I think we need to put our own concerns front and center and make sure that our viewpoints, our charitable efforts, and our doings are pure. And if we really do that properly, I think it becomes sustainable. That's a word they like to use, but they never apply it to this. My question is, why not? Hour one in the can. Hour two coming up, an interesting guest. The health doctor. Well, I don't know if he's a doctor. The health czar, Kurt Crosby, will be in the house. And so will our fascinating guest in seconds. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.